So Brishus, Rabbi Torchina, Rabbi Avi, and Rabbi Hecht. The mitzvah that I was assigned was matanot le'evyonim, the giving of presents to poor people on Purim. Now, I was always very confused by the nature of this mitzvah. I always thought that it was sort of reminiscent of another mitzvah, that being obviously the regular mitzvah to give charity, to give tzedakah to poor people. That's all year round. And so I decided what I would do for this year was to look a little bit more at whether or not there's a difference and really the interplay between matanot le'evyonim, where we have a special mitzvah on Purim to give poor people some sort of present or money, as well as the regular mitzvah, and between the regular mitzvah of tzedakah, of giving poor people money all year round. And the way I thought that would do that was actually by chiefly looking through one source, and that source is the Rambam, the way Maimonides lays out both the laws of giving charity year-round, as well as the special mitzvah of matanot le'evyonim on Purim. So let's begin with the Rambam in source number one, in his Hilchot Matnot Aniyim, which are, we see the same word of matnot, which is again a gift, to aniyim, to poor people. And he tells us, mitzvat aseh litein tzedakah la'aniyim kefi ma sheraui la'ani. It's a positive commandment to give charity to the poor, according to what is appropriate for the poor person. In this translation here, they added in among the Jewish people, which is a long discussion, as this is certainly not written in the Hebrew text here. The Rambam himself does discuss that later on in this section. And it may possibly be included here, may possibly not be included here. I don't want to get into that too much, although we will briefly discuss it as it pertains to matanot le'evyonim. So, im hayita yad hanotein maseget, so long according to what the financial capacity of the donor is as well, meaning we try to offer what is appropriate for the poor person based on what the people have to offer for this mitzvah, for the charity. And as the Rambam now quotes three different sources in the Torah that tell us to give tzedakah. Number one, shenemar patoch tiftach et yadcha lo. Number one, you shall certainly open your hand to him. Number two, vehechezakta bo ger v'toshav acha imach. You shall support him, a stranger and a resident, and they shall live with you. This is the one that's sort of up for debate as to whether it applies to non-Jews as well. And finally, and your brother shall live with you. Okay, so the Rambam brings us three different verses that tell us it's a good idea to support your brother, again, perhaps other people as well, and this is the basis of the regular mitzvah of tzedakah, but it doesn't end there. Rambam continues, v'chol haroeh ani mivakesh, v'he'alim einav mimenu. If someone sees a poor person asking for tzedakah, someone comes to you and says, please, I have no money, can you give me something? And the person turns his eyes away from this poor person, v'lo natan lo tzedakah, and does not give him any charity. In that case, avar b'lo taseh, there's also a negative commandment, as the Torah tells us, shenemar lo te'ameis et levavcha, v'lo tikpotz et yadcha me'achicha ha'evyon. Don't harden your heart or close your hand against your brother, the poor person. So we've got three reasons to yes, give charity, and one negative commandment, meaning a transgression if someone doesn't give to a poor person who requests from them. So this is the background of the mitzvah of tzedakah in general. But how does this look practically as a mitzvah? So I'll just read some of the English here. We are commanded to give a poor person according to what he lacks. So the mitzvah of tzedakah, let's realize that it's not just about giving someone money or about giving someone food. Whatever the person is lacking, and whatever he may have had before, as we're going to see, is something that falls under that rubric of giving tzedakah. So, if he lacks clothes, we should clothe him. If he lacks household utensils, and even a household, we should purchase them for him. If he is unmarried, we should help him marry. And for an unmarried woman, we should find a husband for her. Right, in all of these cases, these are all included under the Rambam's mitzvah of tzedakah. Whatever is needed for this person, and you are helping provide it for them, that is the mitzvah of tzedakah. And the Rambam goes even further to tell us that even if the personal habit of this poor person was to ride on a horse and to have a servant run before him, then he became impoverished and lost his wealth, we should buy a horse for him to ride and a servant to run before him. And The Rambam tells us that this is implied by a pasuk again in Devarim, which speaks of providing him deimach soro asher yechzar lo, enough to fill the lack that he feels, meaning if he originally was of a very high status and now fell from that level, that's what he is lacking, so to say. He used to be here, now he's here, so we've got to fill in that gap for him, and that's part of the mitzvah of tzedakah. You are commanded to fill his lack, but you are not obligated to enrich him, and you don't need to move him above back what he was used to. So this is the first part, really, of the halachos of tzedakah. And it's not just, again, clearly, it's not just about money or food. It's not that if you give someone money, you did tzedakah. If you didn't give someone money, you didn't give tzedakah. It's really about helping them out in any way, either return to a former form or to simply help them out and whatever they are lacking at that particular time. One other halacha, which is going to be very pertinent to our discussion between this and Purim and the mitzvah of matanot le'avyonim, is the idea of vetting poor people. The Rambam tells us, again, this is finally again, still in chapter 7, still in source number 1, but we're in the last paragraph that we have here. We're in now halacha 6. Ani she'in makirin oto. If we have a poor person whom we don't know, we don't recognize this person, they're not from around town. Ve'amara evani ha'achiluni, and he says, "I'm hungry. Can you give me some food, please?" Ein bodkim acharav shema ramayhu. We do not check into his background to see whether or not he's some sort of deceiving person and he's coming to try to steal money from us. We give him food. Ela mifarnsino tomiyad. We immediately provide him with sustenance. However, haya arom ve'amara kasuni. If he was unclothed and he said, "Cover me up, please. I have no clothing. I need clothing." You can imagine this would be very unnerving. And actually, in that case, we do check to see whether or not he is a deceiver. Okay? And in that case, it's seemingly because it's a little bit out of the ordinary, we have reason to be suspicious as to what's going on here. And however, obviously, if we know him and we recognize him and we know that this is his situation, and again, if we're familiar with him, we give him the clothing that he needs immediately and we don't investigate the matter any further. So until now, we've sort of figured out the mitzvah of tzedakah, we figured out its basis in the Torah and how it's all about providing for other people the needs that they were lacking. And we talked about how that came out within the halachot of not only, again, providing money in food, like we may think of the mitzvah of tzedakah, but really any need that is necessary. And now I thought I would talk a little bit as to how the Rambam expresses the mitzvah of matanot le'avyonim, giving those gifts to poor people on Purim itself, and how we might notice some differences between the way he presents this particular mitzvah, or perhaps iteration of the mitzvah of tzedakah, and how he presented the general mitzvah of tzedakah that we read earlier. So this comes from the Rambam Silchot Megillah v'Chanukah, and it's in chapter 2. It's source number 2 on your source sheets. And Rambam continues. He tells us, he's been talking about the other mitzvot of Purim, and we know, as you've heard earlier on in the earlier shiurim, about two of the other mitzvot, just before this, the mitzvah of Megillah, but prior to that, the mitzvah of Mishloach Manot, of sending, you know, portions from one person to the other. And in that very same verse in the Megillah, it tells us, Mishloach Manot Ish L'Re'ehu U'Matanot La'Avyonim. It's a very simple, straightforward source. That's what people did because it's written in the Megillah. And tells us further, the Rambam, V'chayav L'Chalek La'Aniyim B'Yom HaPurim. One is obligated to distribute charity to the poor on the day of Purim. Ein Pachot Mishnei Aniyim. Noten lechol echad matana achat o ma'ot o minei tavshil o minei ochlin. Okay, so again, we have to give at the very least two people, each have to be given one present. And again, this is implied by the pasuk which says, gifts to the poor. And what must they be, tells us the Rambam. They have to be one of three things. Either money, ma'ot. Two, minei tavshil, some sort of cooked food. O minei ochlin, some sort of other food. Okay? And this again comes from Shne'emar matanot le'avyonim, gifts to the poor, shtei matanot lishnei aniyim, two gifts to two poor people, one to each at a very minimum. But these gifts, again, are not simply clothing them or providing what they need. We don't see any mention of that whatsoever. It's to give them some sort of food. Ve'in medaktikin b'ma'ot purim, and tells us, and the Rambam tells us further, we should not be discriminating in selecting the recipients. Rather, ela kol haposhit yado litol, anyone who sticks out his hand and requests money from us, notnim lo, we give him money. Ve'in mishanin ma'ot purim litacha acheret, and we can't use money distributed on Purim for other charitable purposes. Meaning, if I have money that I'm supposed to be giving to poor people on Purim, I can't say I'd prefer to give it to my local yeshiva, but rather this has to go to the poor people on Purim. However, people do note, many of the commentaries note, that this doesn't apply to the poor person. In theory, as we said during the Mishloach Manos year, you can't tell people what to do. There's no guarantee that just because you give someone something, they're going to do what you want with it. If the poor person decides his money shouldn't go towards food, which seems to be the direction that the Rambam is taking, that's okay then. He has the right to do, or she has the right to do, whatever he or she wants with the money that they have been given. So let's talk about a few of the points that we may have noticed that are differences. People are happy to, I'm happy to take comments from the audience at this point as to what might be different between regular standard tzedakah and matanot la'avyonim. Any suggestions? Please?
Whereas during the year, it's not just food.
Okay, so one point, excellent. The Rambam talks a lot about clothing and household items and restoring him to his previous heights of the wealth that he was used to. And all sorts of other things that are not just food, yet he mentions specifically money or food when it comes to Purim. Why might that be, by the way? Similar to Mishloach Manot, which we discussed an hour ago? Upcoming Seuda, something to keep in mind. So that would be one difference that I would highlight. Any other differences that people notice? Excellent. I'm actually going to move ahead to the next source and try to emphasize exactly your point. If you look in source number 3, and we'll return to some of the differences after this, the Ba'er Heitev, one of the commentaries on Shulchan Aruch, writes in Aruch Chaim 694, which is all about Matanot La'avyonim, V'katvu Bach V'taz. The Bach and Taz wrote, Afilu ani hamit parnes mehatzdaka chayav. Even a poor person who lives off tzedakah money regularly is obligated to give Matanot La'avyonim on Purim. And they note further, ma she'ein kein bishar tzedakah, unlike regular tzedakah, she'eino chayav rak pa'am achat b'shana, which the person is only obligated to give once a year, kidei lekayim mitzvah tzedakah, in order to fulfill his mitzvah of tzedakah, as is written in Yoredeya. And one of the points that he's emphasizing is exactly the point that you just made. Tzedakah is an ongoing mitzvah. There's never a mitzvah of tzedakah that you have to run around trying to find people. I must give to 2 people today. The mitzvah of tzedakah is ongoing when there is a need presented. And when someone comes to you and says, hi, I'm starving, you're not supposed to look away from that. And that was emphasized at the Rambam at the beginning. But here the Rambam's telling us, no, you have to actively seek out 2 people, that 2 poor people that you can give this matanot la'avyonim to. That's part of the mitzvah there. So I think that's an excellent difference. Anything else that people may have noticed between, again, the Rambam's general definition of tzedakah and the Rambam's explanation of matanot la'avyonim?
I was going to say. The general explanation, there seems to be an emphasis on the mashir arayim, also the mashir chasen. There seems to be some sort of evaluation in the context of
right, so that is lacking. It's true. The evaluation of what the Ani was used to is lacking in his description, and that may be related to some of the other differences that we've pointed out in terms of perhaps this being food-focused for some reason. That's a possibility, certainly. I'm going to note one other one, the judgment issue. There are cases where we judge people with regular tzedakah. When we're giving them charity, there are times when we say, you know what, this is a suspicious situation. Whereas on Purim, we don't do that. On Purim, we just sort of are very accepting in that way, and we say anybody who sticks out their hand, we are obligated to give them matanot la'evyonim. So up until now, we've just pointed out these differences. And the main discussion that I'd like to get to in my last, 12 minutes or so, maybe 15 minutes, is to try to figure out, is matanot la'evyonim simply a specialized mitzvah of tzedakah that applies on Purim? And these differences are sort of within the realm of tzedakah, but focused on Purim? Or is this an entirely different mitzvah that is distinct and has a very different nature than the mitzvah of tzedakah? And the truth is, this is something that has been discussed by a lot of people. I don't think anything we conclude here is, an absolute rule. There are very many people that discuss this, but I thought I would put out a few of the other halachic points, the points that relate to the actual practice of matanot la'evyonim, and see how they may contrast or work together with tzedakah. On the other hand, to also try to figure out what is special about matanot la'evyonim and why it, even if it is just in another iteration of the mitzvah tzedakah, what makes it special? The next point I'd like to talk about is a very practical question that comes up. After telling us in source number 4, Rabbi Eliezer Melamed, after telling us that we are supposed to give food items that are aimed at the Seuda, as we mentioned earlier, is one of the significant differences between the Rambam's discussion of giving out matanot la'avyonim and giving out tzedakah, he tells us the following. It's right after the ellipsis in source number 4. One may not count matanot la'avyonim toward the ma'aser kesafim he owes. There is this idea that we're supposed to, obligated to, depending on circumstances, give 10% of our money, and the details of that halacha I'm certainly not going into now, to charity. And the question comes up, may I use this 10% allotment of what I have towards fulfilling my matanot la'avyonim obligation on Purim? And Rabbi Eliezer Melamed Paskins, based on others before him, there's a Maharil which discusses this some 500 years before Rabbi Melamed, and he says one may not count it towards the Maaser Kesafim, as one may not fulfill this obligation with money that he is anyways required to give to charity. This is money that would be required to be given to charity anyways, therefore you can't use it for Matanot La'evyonim. Now thinking this through, if Matanot La'evyonim is really just charity, obviously there shouldn't be any problem with taking money that's earmarked for charity and giving it to charity. So we do see that, at least in this very detail, there is something different between the two cases. And when we continue, the technical halachic points are fleshed out excellently in the next source by Rabbi Moshe Terrigan in his shir on this topic. And he writes in source number 5, Hitzagnu shtei havanot shonot lemitzvat matanot la'avyonim. We have shown two different understandings of the mitzvah of matanot la'avyonim. Efshar lomar, it's possible to say, ki mitzvah zo hi chelek mi mitzvat tzaka hamukeret. It's possible that this mitzvah is part of the regular recognized mitzvah of tzedakah that we have all year round. Ela sheh bepurim mitzvat tzedakah chala beofen miuchad. But on Purim, the mitzvah occurs in a unique way. There's something special about the mitzvah of tzedakah on Purim, and therefore we may notice some of these differences. Hashoneh me'ofen shebo anu regilim, and that way that we experience tzedakah on Purim is different than regular tzedakah, and that may account for some of the differences. Lachalufin, on the other hand, efshar lomar ki bepurim yesh mitzvah atzma'it latet kesef lanitzrachim. On the other hand, it's possible to say that on Purim there's an individual mitzvah to give money to the needy. Mitzvah she'ina k'shura le'mitzvah tzedakah, and this is a mitzvah that is entirely disconnected from the regular mitzvah of giving charity. And he goes on to suggest that this actually may lead to another practical difference in the mitzvah. If we understand this to be regular tzedakah, the minimum amount of matanot la'avyonim that one must give would be one pruta, which is a very, very, very small monetary amount. And provided that that minimum amount of money was given, one would actually be mekayim, one would fulfill matanot la'avyonim if they gave that small amount to each of two poor people. And this is actually the opinion of the Ritva in Masachet Megillah. On the other hand, what he understands based on the Rambam, whom we saw, who says they have to be matanot, they have to be presents, they have to be money or food items, they must actually be worth something significant that can move towards buying you some sort of food if it's a monetary gift. And obviously food gifts themselves must be significant. You can't give someone one seed or something like that. And he says that would be dependent on whether it is part of the mitzvah of tzedakah, in which case any amount would qualify. You are giving tzedakah as soon as you give any amount. Or if it was something special, in which case that wouldn't work and you'd have to give something more significant moving towards, again, as we mentioned, the meal aspect and providing food for the needy on Purim. But still, we're at a bit of a loss. Because even if we were to say that it's a different and distinct mitzvah and it's not connected to the mitzvah of tzedakah, well, how is it different? At the end of the day, we're still supposed to be giving money to poor people to help them out. And this is where I think the Rambam really brings everything together. And I'm going to have the next two sources are from the Rambam. One is discussing Purim, and one is actually discussing general holidays, specifically Sukkot, but it applies to the other holidays as well. And here's how the Rambam sums up his discussion of Matanot La'Evyonim. The Rambam writes in there, Halacha 17 in chapter 2 of Hilchot Megillah v'Chanukah, in source number 6 on your pages, Mutav la'adam leharbot b'matanot la'evyonim, mil harbot bis'udato v'shloach manot l're'av. The Rambam tells us, if you've got a choice of the three mitzvot which involve spending money, Megillah generally doesn't involve spending so much money, but your choices are, you can give mishloach manot, extra mishloach manot, you're going to give a really nice mishloach manot, and you're going to send it to more people. Or you can make a giant Sudat Purim where you have every luxury, you know, under the sun. What a great way to thank God for the miracle that he did. Or you can give more money and more food to poor people. Which should you choose? The Rambam tells us. Obviously, it's better to choose the Matanot La'Evyonim, to give more money out to other people. And why is that? Asks the Rambam. And he actually tells us first what sounds like a little bit what Rabbi Torchiner was talking about, again, just about an hour ago. Almost a bit of a selfish look at the charity if you read it at first. She'ein sham simcha gdola u'mufo'ara, ella l'sameach lev aniyim v'yitomim ve'almanot v'geirim. If we're looking at a day which we're supposed to be happy on, we're supposed to be happy on Purim, what's the best way to stay happy? Is to share with others. To make other people happy will make you happy. That one who makes other people happy, tells us the Rambam, and now he moves away from a personal happiness and towards some sort of religious ideal. And he says, someone who cheers up, someone who brings joy to people who are less fortunate, that person resembles the Shekhinah, resembles God, so to say. In what way? Sheneemar, and he quotes a pasuk in Yeshaya, Lehachiyot ruach shfalim ulachiyot lev nidkaim, that God revives the spirit of the lowly and revives those with broken hearts. And why is it? Yes.
Clearly, this special mitzvah is a drabana.
Yes.
The other is apparently definitely dry stuff.
Yes.
Are there any differentials because of that?
There may very well be. What were you suggesting in terms of how the mitzvah would look differently? We don't see any reason to say that this is less important. Someone should not give matanot la'avyonim because they can be mekayim the mitzvah of tzedakah more wholesome. It is quite possible, by the way, that even if they are distinct mitzvahs, one is still mekayim a mitzvah of tzedakah by giving matanot la'avyonim. You still may be fulfilling those rules that we saw within the Rambam. If someone is lacking food and you give them food for their sudas Purim, it's no less of a mitzvah of tzedakah than if you give it to them the following day. So I'm not sure that's significant in terms of the halachic discussion, but it's an excellent point in general, which I should have mentioned earlier. Yes? So this would fall under the practical rulings that the Rambam delineated in general about the mitzvah of tzedakah, and when exactly you're required to check into someone's motives, is a significant question that has to be asked to a particular, you know, rabbi, to your rabbi. The simple reading, though, of the Rambam, the way it was presented for the mitzvah of tzedakah, and not even as matanot le'avyonim would be even more generous, where we generally don't look into people at all. But the way the Rambam presented it is someone asks you for food, then you should give them. You don't need to check into them. Certainly the difference between Jews and non-Jews is something bigger than what we can discuss today. But you can see, actually, there's a lot of discussion as to why is it that we give tzedakah to non-Jews, and not only are permitted, but perhaps, according to some, under certain circumstances, obligated to give money to non-Jews as well.
Another differentiation is night versus night and day. Matanot Gadolim is restricted to the day. But mm-hmm. The question is, since we've said that you can give it through food, can you get it to second base by giving food gifts to the poor, like doing both mitzvahs at once?
That's a very good question. I remember hearing something about that once, but I don't remember anything about it now. That should have been something that I looked into. I do want to resume, though, quickly our discussion of not just a selfish type of, I want to have the most joy on Purim, so I'm going to do this mitzvah. But the Rambam now turns this and says that someone who does extra when it comes to matanot la'avyonim is similar to the Shekhinah, similar to the God, to God, and he chooses this verse from Yeshaya is saying that God revives the spirit of the lowly and revives those with broken hearts. Now, if I was the Rambam, I might not have chosen that particular verse. That verse is talking about making people happy. Why not say God provides sustenance for the needy or something like that? You can say I'm like God in that way. So, there's a poor person who needs food, and I'm providing it for them. Maybe that's how I'm like God. Why is it specifically about reviving the spirit of the lowly and reviving those with broken hearts? And that's because, as you can see from source number 7, and as you can see from elsewhere, that's what it's really about. I believe the mitzvah of matanot le'avyonim is different than tzedakah in that it's not about providing 100% the needs of another person. If you give clothing on Purim to a poor person, you're providing their needs. But that may not be the mitzvah of matanot le'avyonim. And the reason for that is because on Purim it's about making other people happy. The verse that we quote about Hashem is that He is helping out others and that's what's reviving their spirit. There's a certain emotional need that you're fulfilling by inviting someone to your seuda and giving them food for their seuda and for their meal on Purim. You are not only doing something by giving them money, but you are making them feel a part of this Yom Tov. You are bringing them into that and that's reviving their spirit. That's reviving their broken hearts. Yes, tomorrow they may need some more food. They may need some more clothing. They may need some more shelter. And there's a mitzvah of tzedakah to cover that. But on Purim, it's all about bringing people in, including them in your celebration, allowing them to rejoice just like anybody else on the day of Purim. On the day of Purim, for someone who's poor, it's no different than anybody else. They too can celebrate and don't have to be thinking they're sadly looking at an empty table and saying, I wish I was able to celebrate on Purim. And this is also expressed in general Hilchot Yom Tov when we're told v'samachta v'chagecha, that it's not about being happy. As the Rambam writes there, don't think that we're just doing things in order to make people happy. Don't think that there's a mitzvah of being happy and say that, you know what, I can fulfill my seudas Purim and that will make me very happy. That's not what it's about. Such a happiness, it's true, exists. But the Rambam writes in source number 7 that that's not a real happiness. Or even if it is a real happiness, it's not the type of happiness that the Torah wants you to have. The Torah wants you to invite in people from the outside, those who are needy, those who are less fortunate, and people who don't do that and simply say, well, I'm being a big tzaddik, I'm having such a big meal by myself, that's someone who God rejects, but rather the point is to include everybody else in the simcha of Purim and to allow them to rejoice on their holiday, and that is the true mitzvah of matanot le'avyonim. Thank you very, very much again to the shul and for all of you, and our next speaker will be Rabbi Hecht on Seudat Purim.